Okay, good evening. Thank you for coming. We have spent the last couple of weeks, five of them, for those of you who are counting, discussing the life and times and halachos of Rabbi Elijah Kramer of Vilna, also known as the Vilna Gaon. What I'd like to do tonight, and then after tonight we're going to go on summer vacation, so I'm not going to be saying share the next like 3 Wednesdays, I think. But what we'd like to do tonight is talk about the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya is also known as the Alter Rebbe of Chabad. He is the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. For those of you keeping score at home, he lived from 1747 until 1812. Okay? That is who the Baal HaTanya is. The Baal HaTanya is a really important personality in the history and the spread of Chassidus. And the Baal HaTanya also is an important halachic personality. The thing about the Baal HaTanya, though, is if you take out any of the biographies of the Baal HaTanya, even those biographies written by some people who are known as Lubavitchers, you will not see anything about his halacha. Or you will find a very few scattered and assorted comments about how he also did halachic writings. But this sefer, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, is a classic in halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this on every page. Right? This is a major league halacha sefer, yet somehow it doesn't seem to make it into the biographies. The biographies are more focused, like everyone. Right? There isn't any really good halachic biographies until the last, I would say, 3 years. Of any of Gedolei HaPoskim, no? The biography of Rabbi Yosef Karo, we mentioned a few years ago, is all about how Rabbi Yosef Karo met the Maggid. He had, like, this nocturnal guy who would come to him. I don't know if guy is an appropriate term, but, right, that's...
personage!
The people who write history don't really know halacha, and people who know halacha aren't really interested in history. Hence, right, there is very little written about the halachic personalities, and I mean halachic personalities of these fellows. So, Alter Rebbe of Chabad is really involved in the spread of Chassidus. Just for a very brief overview of Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, we do know he actually existed. Recently they found some records of him. There's some historical question whether he existed or maybe he was just like some made-up figure. The Besht died in 1760. The Besht had a student known as Reb Doiv Ber, the Maggid of Mizrich. My nieces remember when they were very young that they had a bunch of teddy bears and their father decided to name all of their teddy bears based on various Lubavitcher Rebbes, so there were, and of course, other greats. So there is Reb Yosha Ber, Reb Dov Ber, Reb Shulam Doiv Ber, etc., right? Reb Baruch Ber, right? There are lots of bears that you can have, but Reb Dov Ber is... What?
Not your average bear.
Not the average bear, right? Okay. But Reb Dov Ber, the Maggid of Mizrich, is the main student of the Gra. Main student of the Besht. Oh, gosh. That was really bad. Reb Dov Ber, the Maggid of Mizrich, the student of the Besht, basically has lots of Talmidim who come to him, and they learn Torah of Chassidus, and then they go out and they spread Chassidus throughout the world. So the students of the Maggid of Mizrich are Reb Elimelech of Luzhensk, Reb Nachum of Chernobyl, Reb Mendel of Vitebsk. Reb Mendel of Vitebsk went to Eretz Yisrael and established a Chassidic community in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Levi Yitzchak of Baraditchev is a student of the Mizrich Maggid, right? Reb Dov Ber of Mizrich. And Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, is a student of the Mizrich Maggid. So these students of Reb Dov Ber of Mizrich go and they populate the entire world. And we already spoke about some of these students. We mentioned that at one time the Gra signed a cherem to try to remove a certain person who was the rabbi of Pinsk. That person the Gra was trying to remove was Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. Right? The fights are bitter, and one of the reasons why Hasidim are able to gain ground is because there is one Talmud among the students of the Maggid of Mizrich who is a super-duper world-acknowledged Talmud Chacham, and ain't no one gonna argue, right, with his credentials. He got all the creds, and that is the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, Reb Shneur Zalman of Lehari. That's basically the way the story goes. Now, Reb Shneur Zalman is 18 years old. He finishes Shas with all the poskim. He knows it, right? By the way, finishing Shas at 18 is not such a maifis, right? I have friends who finished Shas at 18. It's not so uncommon. Tani Cohen finished Shas at 18, right? Yaakov Raplowski, right? These guys, right? It's not so unheard of to finish Shas at 18. That's not the mofes. Unlike the Gra, who, if you read the book Alios Eliyahu, by the time he's 3, is stumping the entire Beis Din with pshat in whatever, the stories of the Alter Rebbe are not so super-duper magnificent. Being 18 and finishing Shas is not... right? I'll take it also. I can't take it anymore, right? Done, passed. I've been there, done, or been there and didn't do that. But the fact is, right, the fact that he finished Shas at 18 is not so unusual, but he knew it. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And then apparently, the sons of the Alter Rebbe write, and this is in the Hakdama to the Shulchan Aruch, and let's go through some of this Hakdama together. This is like the main source, or the primary source about the life of the Alter Rebbe, and this will take us into what his Shulchan Aruch is. Kikavag, you see it's a second source. The first source is the introduction of the Gra's sons to the Bir HaGra. The second source is the introduction of the Alter Rebbe's sons to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Alter Rebbe's two sons who wrote this introduction are Reb Chaim Avram and Reb Dov Ber. Reb Dov Ber is known as the Mittler Rebbe. He is the next Rebbe after the Alter Rebbe, although there was a tremendous battle of... Lubavitch is known for battles of succession, and there was a real battle of succession as to who would succeed the Alter Rebbe. Hasidim are still good at fighting, no? Ad hayom hazeh. Right? Okay, what can we do? Fine. So Zakt, the sons of the Alter Rebbe, in the introduction, Kikavar galoy v'noda b'shabas rabim, eskotokef u'parshas gedulas chachmaso tfunaso min urav. It's well known, right, how intellectually superior he was. Asher ba'odo ben chai shana, gamir l'kulo talmuda, imko hanose keleihem, sifrei rishonim achronim lohuniach dover gado, etc. That when he was 18, he finished everything. Okay? V'ka asher heyoso ben chav, lirdof, l'da'as es Hashem, gifi omek tivunaso v'rochav daito v'amitas taras u'kedushas levavo. When he's 20, he wants to run to know God in a very deep way. Now, what this basically means is he's 20 years old, he knows a ton of Torah already, but he's going through some sort of crisis. And the crisis he's going through is, according to tradition, as follows. What should he do now? One option, go to Vilna, where Elijah Kramer is sitting over there, that's the Gra, he's sitting over there in his corner, and he's studying Torah all day, and go there and become super-duper Talmud Chacham. Option two, go to Mizrich, where the Maggid is, and basically become a follower of the Maggid. So the Alter Rebbe is going through a crisis in faith. The best article about this is written by Rabbi Charles Chevelle in the Leo Young volume, Leaders or something or another. All of like his volumes. He has like a lot of volumes. Huh? They're all old. I mean, Leo Young's been dead for 30 years. Wow. He lived till... whatever. But Leo Young was the rabbi in the same shul for 65 years. I do not wish that on myself, okay? So anyone who's around 65 years from now, say, get lost. But the fact is, okay, the fact is that at age 20, the Alter Rebbe is going through some I would say, identity crisis. This is the way the family is trying to put it together. And the crisis is, do I go to Vilna to study with the Gra, or do I go to Mizrich and study with the Maggid? Right? That's the question. So, lo matza b'cho iyuno kidei lemalos imke mishalosav. Right? In the third line, he couldn't find in all of his iyun a way of filling his deep requests. Ubefrat b'yedia sisrei Torah hameirim lenefesh. And specifically, when it comes to the secrets of Torah that light up the soul. So basically what's happening is, right, he knows a ton of Torah, and he's going through this crisis. Where do I go? So what happens is, me'es Hashem ha'isazos, it was a godsend, Shahoruhu bedrachav leilech ba'ar Hashem lekates raglav la'alos lefnayv lefnim lehechal kodsho shohai saba kadisha or olam mofes hadar mayrein of Rabbeinu Dov ber nishmaso Aden of Mezrich. It was a godsend that the Alter Rebbe decided not to go to Vilna. Instead, he went to Mizrich to Hai Saba Kadisha or olam mofes hadar. Chassidim are into what we call title inflation. No? That you don't just get a title that you're a goyin. By the way, if you look in the Vilna Shas, right, and my brother-in-law actually pointed this out to me, look in the Vilna Shas, so the first, in Brachos, when they introduce all of their ha'aras in the back of the Vilna Shas, it says, ha'goyin ha'tzadik ha'mafursam ner Yisrael, blah, 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 like 10 lines of titles. And then, right, the next volume in Shabbos, it says, ha'goyin ha'mafursam v'chulei. Right? The v'chulei means... Right? So, Chassidim are into title inflation. I even give you a v'chulei over here. There's a lot of titles that the Maggid of Mizrich has. But basically, the Alter Rebbe goes to Mizrich at age 20. Asher Ruach HaKodesh hofi alav kanoda umeforsam. Ruach HaKodesh descended on the Mizrich or Maggid. Uba oda omen lefnei Hashem. Shem nesor Ruach HaKodesh. Kodsho, Shomarinu v'Rabinu, Saba Kadisha, Kiyad, HaKadosh, Olav, Hiskiya, Umishimaya, Iskima, Yadol, Lassos, Achtol, Yisrael, etc. Basically, let's explain what this means. Alter Rebbe is learning by the Mizrich or Maggid. The Mizrich or Maggid has a son, who's known as Reb Avram HaMalach, and the Mizrich or Maggid recognizes that this guy, Alter Rebbe, is really talented, and he says, you know what, Alter Rebbe, you tutor my son. Point one. So the Alter Rebbe is tutoring the Mizrich or Maggid son Reb Avram HaMalach. The term Malach has a lot of different meanings in Chabad. There are groups of Malachim ad Hayom Hazeh. I think the Malachim didn't accept the free Yitzhaka Rebbe already. And then there's another group of Malachim. There are different terms of Malachim, but there is a Reb Avram HaMalach who's a son of the Mizrich or Maggid. Fine. Now, Alter Rebbe is there, he's learning. His Rebbe, the Mizrich or Maggid, recognizes that he's a big Talmud Chacham. And then, the Mizrich or Maggid begins to realize that we got a problem. The problem is that there is no Shulchan Aruch for people to use. Let's explain. There is a book called Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yosef Karo died in 1576. Shulchan Aruch is out there. It's a real sefer. People have it. But what's the problem? The problem is that the average Jim, Joan, Jane, whatever, Yankel and Shmerel, can't really learn Shulchan Aruch. And the Mizrich or Maggid is bothered by this problem. What to do now? That's the problem. Okay? We could read this inside, right? Ruach HaKodesh is on the Mizrich or Maggid, and when the Alter Rebbe is by the Mizrich or Maggid, so the Mizrich or Maggid has the idea, Umishamaya askimu ayado. Those are key words that we'll talk about in a minute, and from Shamayim they agreed with him, La'asos ach toiv liYisrael b'divrei habris zuha Torah haniglas lanu levanenu shishkula keneg kometz. It's to do good for Klal Yisrael with the Torah that is revealed to us, Torah that's equal all mitzvahs. Umipnei shetzarcha Yisrael merubim. Since the Jewish people have lots of needs, ubefrat b'tzuk ha'itim halalu, v'tirdas ha'parnosa mutelas al kol echad ve'echad b'nafsho yavilachmo, v'alkein daitam katsra lovo ba'arucha b'iyun yam ha'talmud v'ha'poskim, leida motzadim ba'arucha, u'milsa b'taima davka. Meaning to say, the average Joe can't really make heads and tails out of Shulchan Aruch. Parnas is difficult for people. They don't have the time to learn. And therefore, they don't have time to go to the Iyun Yam HaTalmud VaHaPoskim, to go into the depth of the Gemara and the Poskim, to know the source of the Din. So therefore, it continues. Therefore, it continues that the Mizritcher Magid asks the Alter Rebbe to write a Shulchan Aruch, which is this book, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Bal HaTanya. This is the book that's written. Because the Mizritcher Magid asked the Alter Rebbe to write a Shulchan Aruch. Now, few questions. First of all, what is wrong with the old Shulchan Aruch? So we know the answer. People can't figure it out. It's inaccessible. Meaning, what is Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is what Professor Isidore Twersky calls an apodictic text. What does that mean? Right? I don't know. I have no idea what that means. If you can figure it out, just please translate and tell me. No, right?
Case in point.
Case in point.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's it. It basically means do this, do that, do this. Right? It's rules. The problem with that type of text, if I just give you the rules, wake up in the morning, wash your hands, right, left, right, left, right, left. What's the problem? Boring. No? No one's going to want to read that type of text.
It was designed for that.
What?
It was designed to be a desk reference.
Yes and no. I mean, in the shiurim that we gave about the Beis Yosef, it was probably designed to be a review text.
Right.
In other words, what the Beis Yosef expected is that everyone knows his big book called Beis Yosef with all the sources and all the gemaras. And when I read, do this, don't do that, I'll have in mind, oh, I remember the Gemara over here, Gemara over there, blah, 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 right? And everything will come together. That's great. But, right? But it don't work like that. And people are just using the Shulchan Aruch on their own. And the Maharsha has a famous comment. He says that people who try to pass from Shilohs from Shulchan Aruch are Mevalei Olam, they are destroying the world. Because you got to know the sources. So comes along Mefarshim. And the Mefarshim say, oh, I'll give sources for Shulchan Aruch, no? Magen Avram, Taz, Shach, right? It comes from this Gemara, this Rambam, this Rashba, beautiful. And they go back and forth, and then Mefalpel, and they try to figure out, maybe we shouldn't paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Well, now what's the problem? Now it's not so boring, it's really exciting, but now no one can follow. You ever tried to take out a big book of the Shulchan Aruch and figure out what's going on? And certainly, is the Shulchan Aruch the type of book you could take in bed with you at night and just like read 30 pages before you fall asleep? No way. No chance. Right? Shulchan Aruch is not a book that is meant for that. Now, it seems to me as follows. The Mizritcher Magid recognize this problem, that the average Jew doesn't have access to Shulchan Aruch. And an apodictic text, just do this, don't do that, won't work. And a text that goes at great length and explains everything won't work. So he asked the Alter Rebbe to put together a text that does not just give you rules, but gives you reasons. Right? It gives you a little bit of background information, but not so much background information that I get lost in the machloikis between Rashi and Taisus and the three different ways of understanding. You ever tried to hear Shefer Rabbi Rosenzweig? You get lost in 30 seconds. No? It's not that type of back and forth complicated thing. We'll give you just enough background that it makes sense, that you know where the halachos are coming from, but not too much background that you get lost in it. So far, so good? Now, what is Hasidic about this idea? Yeah?
The idea of not just the parable back, but the idea behind it. Like, it's a broader
So there's a broader context. That's certainly part of it. But there's something much more Hasidic. Here, Riva? So we want to know, like, we want mitzvahs to have reasons. One of the main, okay, that's important, but there's more to it.
Populism of
it. Yes. Right? The average person, Anash, Anshei Shloimeinu, the average Jew, we want to empower the average Jew to have a text that they can use. Rabbi Yosef Karo's Shulchan Aruch isn't usable for the average Jew. This book is. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you could translate into English. It's written in paragraph form. There's a beginning, there's an end. It makes sense. You could read it. Gevaldik. That is a Hasidic idea. Vilna Gaon, when he wrote on Shulchan Aruch, what did the Gra do? We spoke about this a few weeks ago. The Gra just writes little notes. Oh, this din comes from Menachas Daf Ayin Beis. Now that is completely useless if I'm in bed at night, because then I have to get up out of bed, go to my bookcase, pull out Menachas, look for Daf Ayin Beis, read the whole Daf, try to figure out what it means. No? That's completely useless if I'm in bed. That is not something that empowers the average Jew. Right? That is a way of doing halacha for Talmidei Chachamim. That's not a way of teaching halacha for the average Jew. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a Hasidic work. It is geared towards the average bear, whichever bear he might be. Right? Now, this is the first point I wanted to make. The next point I wanted to make is just an interesting linguistic or point of terminology, I guess. We saw in the introduction that the Alter Rebbe's sons write to Shulchan Aruch, that they write that Mishamaya Askima Yado, that Min HaShamayim, right, they agreed with the Alter Rebbe's writing of the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, the Alter Rebbe's writing of the Shulchan Aruch didn't just happen at one time. First he wrote Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos First he wrote Hilchos, wrong bite. First he wrote Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Tzitzis and Hilchos Pesach he showed to the Rebbe Reb Shmelka of Nikolsburg and his brother Reb Pinchas, and they liked it. And then the Mizritcher tells him to write it again, and he continues writing. And then when he's 30 years old, he begins editing the text. That's what it says in the intro. And he edits Hilchos Netilas Yadayim first. Okay, this is what the sons write. Okay, whatever it is, that's like the history of... that's the history of the publication. Now, it says, though, that the reason why the book was successful... And by the way, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is very successful. Don't think it's a Hasidish sefer in the sense that only Hasidim use it. In every yeshiva in the world, you have Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Right, the Mishneh Berurah is quite the Litvak. Mishneh Berurah is using Shulchan Aruch HaRav as a regular text. It made it. Why? Min HaShamayim Hiskimu Al Yado. Right? That's the term. That's what it says here. Interestingly, the sons of the Vilna Gaon, the first verse we have on the sheet, write that they asked Daddy two questions. One, how come you didn't make Aliyah? Two, how come you didn't write a Shulchan Aruch? Apparently the Gra was always talking also. Everyone recognized this problem, that the Shulchan Aruch isn't such a great sefer. Right? Now, the Gra's perspective on the Shulchan Aruch isn't such a great sefer is because he disagreed with 80% of it. But they ask, so, Takta, write your own Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra says, Ein li rishus min hashamayim. No? Min hashamayim lo hiskimu. Right, there is a siyata d'shmaya element in terms of writing a sefer of psak halacha. The Gra said, I didn't have it. That's why the Gra didn't write his own Shulchan Aruch, no? The Gra jotted down a few notes on the Shulchan Aruch, right? Now, there's also a min hashamayim element in terms of the real Shulchan Aruch that we have, the Beis Yosef's Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shem HaGedolim, the Chidah, the third source that we have on this sheet,
writes as follows. Vidash, Shekibati Ma'adam Gadol B'chachma V'yir Shekibim Rav Gadol Shekibo Mizakenim. Okay, basically we have a whole transmission line, but we don't know who said anything. Bidar Maran, Shahayu, right? Right, the Ramak and the Ari, b'chol kedoshim imayim siyata d'shmaya she Yisrael afi hadar yitzrichim l'sefer zeh shikavetz kol adinim v'igalash harshen l'asukish me'ayit z'aliv n'hilchos. In this generation, where you have the Ariza, you have Ramosha Kardavero, you have all of the head honcho big guys, you needed a sefer like a Shulchan Aruch that has all the din in one place. U'ba'ot hadar hayinim sam shlosh rabbanim ru'uyim l'zeh. There were three rabbis who could have written the Shulchan Aruch. They are Rabbi Yosef Tatichak, right? Harav Maran, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, and the Marival, right? The Marival, right? The Marival was part of the Smicha controversy with the Reb Ibn Lev, Mari Ibn Lev. It's part of the Smicha controversy with Beis Yosef. Each of these could have written their own Shulchan Aruch. Right, basically, the reason why the Sefer was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo is because min hashamayim hiskim al yado. Right, there is a certain element of siyata d'shemaya that what we're trying to say is like this. We're not arguing that the Alter Rebbe is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Gra. Right, that's basically the idea. It's min hashamayim. We don't know exactly why, but min hashamayim they're masking that the Alter Rebbe's work is used much more. We mentioned no one uses Bir Hagra. Don't let it disappoint you. No one uses it. You use it in shirim. Occasionally, you want to find a collector's item and make the shir exciting. You look something up in the Bir Hagra and you'll spend 45 minutes to try to figure out what he's talking about. Everyone uses Shulchan Aruch Harav. Min hashamayim. It just... Right, we're not saying one is better than the other. It's min hashamayim. Okay, now a few other points that are worth making. Now these points are basically points that are made by Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin was a Lubavitcher, and Rav Zevin, in his book Sofrim Usfarim, has an essay about the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which is really good. It's a really good essay. The only other real work I know about the way the Alter Rebbe did halacha came out by Lubavitch. In all of the books about Lubavitch, they talk about the way the Alter Rebbe wrote Tanya and the Alter Rebbe's philosophy. There's very little written about the Alter Rebbe's halacha and his Derech and Psak. The only book that's written by Chabad about the Alter Rebbe's Derech and Psak, you can get it in the YU library, Z8876.5, for those of you keeping score, right? On reference, right? So that book is written by Yehoshua Munshein. It's called the Sifrei HaHalacha Shel Admar HaZakin. That's the only book. It's an amazing thing. Now, you do have a few little essays here and there that you're going to find in some Lubavitch journals and stuff, but there's very little written about the way the Alter Rebbe did halacha, which I think is unfortunate. But Rav Zevin has a great essay. Now, Rav Zevin argues as follows. There is a fundamental difference between Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch HaRav in their goals. What is the goal of Shulchan Aruch? What is Rav Yosef Karo trying to accomplish with his book? Do this, don't do that. Hamaisa asher yason. Apple dictic. Right? Do this, not that. It's the baseball rule book, right? You have runners in second and third, and there's a pop fly to the infield. Do you apply the infield fly rule? I have no idea. Anyone know the halacha? I don't know. But that's the... That's the... What?
I think I used to know.
But the fact, what's the halacha? Like, rules. That's what the Beis Yosef, that's what Shulchan Aruch is trying to accomplish. Basic rules. But Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not there to tell me what to do. It is, but it's there for much more. Shulchan Aruch HaRav is there to teach me Torah. It's a sefer of learning. No? They have to teach me Torah. Now, what's the difference if a book is a sefer to teach Torah, to learn, or if a book is a sefer to flesh out, to just tell me what to do? What's the difference between the way I write the book? So Rav Zevin has the following idea, which is as follows. He says, if I have a book to tell me what to do, do I have the lechatchila first? or do I have the b'diavad first? Do I tell you the ideal way, the better way to do it, or the worst way to do it? If I want to tell you what to do, what would I write?
What do I want you to do?
Huh?
You would tell them the
lechatchila is first. I want you to do the lechatchila. So I say, this is how you should do it. And Shulchan Aruch begins always with the lechatchila, right? Look in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Zman Tefillas HaShachar, Mitzvasa Sheyasko Im HaNeitzachama. You should begin to daven at sunrise. No? Why? Lechatchila. This is what you should do. Hamaisa Sheyason. Okay. Shulchan Aruch HaRav doesn't tell me just begin in sunrise, right? By the way, and then Shulchan Aruch continues, the Rabbi Yosef Karo Shulchan Aruch, the first source on the second side, that he tells you, b'di'eved, if you daven from Amud HaShachar, from the beginning of the morning star, it works, no? Sunrise this morning is, what, 5:36 a.m.? Right, so that's the ideal time to begin Shemoneh Esrei, 5:36. But if you daven, right, kind of early, but okay. If you daven right beforehand, it also works with buying Amud HaShachar. That's Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right? And by the way, that's the way he begins Hilchos Tefillah. That's the intro. Right there. Shulchan Aruch HaRav begins Hilchos Tefillah by giving us a story. Anshei Knesset HaGedola Tiknu L'Hispal B'chol Yom Shalosh Tefillos Shel Yudches Brachos. Right? He begins by saying that you're supposed to daven 3 tefillos, 18 brachos in each of them. Because the avos daven, the kavushtai mehen chovo, yashachos and mincha, corresponding to the 2 korban tamid, which are an obligation every day, and ma'ariv is a rishus because of those limbs that they were burned on the mizbeach, etc. That is very different than Shulchan Aruch, no? Shulchan Aruch doesn't give me the intro about the avos and tamidim, or that background from the Gemara about why tefillah was instituted. Shulchan Aruch HaRav does. Then, Shulchan Aruch HaRav continues, when the apikorsan increased, so they added birchas haminim, they added a 19th bracha. And the zman of davening is like the zman of the korban tamid, which is from Amud HaShachar. What's interesting about that line? It's the opposite of Shulchan Aruch, no? Shulchan Aruch says, when should I daven? I should daven l'chatzchila. I should daven from sunrise. Shulchan Aruch HaRav begins that the zman of davening is like the korban is from Amud HaShachar, but, right, l'fikos, tefillos HaShachar begins from Amud HaShachar, but l'chatzchila I should daven from sunrise. In other words, the entire thrust over here is completely different. He's teaching me dinim, but he's giving me background. And he's telling me, right, why do I daven? What does davening correspond to? Therefore, I should begin, right? Therefore, I should begin when? In the b'di'eved time. Because it's a book of teaching. A book of teaching, it is going to tell me the b'di'eved before the lechatchila. That's a comment that Rav Zevin makes, which is really interesting. Riva? I think so, because think about it. If I have a rule, that means that this corresponds to that. So that's the baseline. But we try to push for more. So the more that I try to push for is going, right? What's the reason why I shouldn't daven right after Alos HaShachar? Because I have no idea when Alos HaShachar is in the morning. HaNeitzachama I could look at, but I don't want you to make a mistake. So I say, wait till HaNeitzachama. Or those types of ideas, right? But that's not really the rule. The rule is really the b'di'eved rule. So that is an interesting aspect. Right? Rav Zevin also notes that if you look in Shulchan Aruch tells me, for example, the chametz after Pesach, you can't get benefit from. That's the rule. No? If a Jew owns chametz on Pesach, chametz rei Yisrael, she'avar alav Pesach, aser b'hana'ah. Can't get benefit from it. That's the rule. Doesn't tell me why. Doesn't tell me anything, but that's the rule. Even if it's shogeg rules, comes along Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Shulchan Aruch HaRav gives me the whole background, Right? The second line in the Shulchan Aruch. Rafisha kansu chachamim leba chachamim tashavar ala ba yirabai yamatzev ala retzul chachamim lachlog b'gzeril sam v'asrua ko adam v'lo od afil haya ba chachamim anus shelo haya yachol levara or shelo haya yodem yimenu kan lach ha-pesach ha-bikin asrua v'hanar kedish shelo yinei ha-ko adam chemto an lach ha-pesach v'yom ha-anus ha-yisi. Basically, he gives me the reasons. Right? The reason is we don't want people to leave their chametz over on Pesach. We don't want people to violate Bayirah Bayimotzei. To make sure that doesn't happen, we say, you know what? If you left your chametz over, we'll give you a punishment. And that punishment is, it's forbidden. So Shulchan Aruch Rav gives reasons. Shulchan Aruch doesn't give reasons. Why? So Rav Zevin argues, because Shulchan Aruch Rav is a book to teach Torah. I would argue, yes, but much more. Because Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a book that's intended for the Hamon Am, for the Anash, for the average Jew. And the average Jew might not know that Gemara, and I got to give him the reason. Just telling him the rule isn't enough to remind him or her of the reason. That, I think, is a fundamental Hasidic idea. No? Tanya is based on the Pasuk. Ki karov eilecha hadavar ma'od. So it's very close to you. You could do it at all times. And the Alter Rebbe feels in Tanya that every single Jew has the ability, no matter how far you are. You could be the Kal Shabakala. No? Right? To be Kal Shabakala is not like a great compliment. Kal Shabakala, the light, it's like the opposite of Reb Shlomo. Reb Shlomo Karba speaks about the holiest of the holy, the highest of the high. This is the lowest of the low, the deepest of the deep. Right? These are the Kal Shabakala. Even the Kal Shabakalim, the Alter Rebbe argues, has a special neshama that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that neshama is yearning to connect to God, and all Jews are connected through this special neshama, right? That's like the basics of Tanya. But the average Jew is really special. And I want to teach that average Jew Torah. So I'm going to give the average Jew a book that the average Jew can use to get Torah. This is the book.
It's a very refreshing alternative to the elitism.
Yes.
God. I mean, who could, you know, who's going to be a BT to that?
So I think in that way, Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a Hasidic book. Now, Rav Zevin also makes, I want to make like three more points and then we'll break. Maybe, well, whatever. Maybe more than three. It depends on my mood. Okay. But Rav Zevin makes another point, which is that Shulchan Aruch HaRav is not just intended for the average person. Right? Shulchan Aruch HaRav also is intended for the big lamdan. But he separated the ideas. The Alter Rebbe wrote something called the Kuntres Achron. Right? Now, Kuntres Achron is published generally on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have it on every page. Actually, this page I open to has a Kuntres Achron. He gives you many of the sources in Kuntres Achron. There are sources on the side of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but those sources on the side of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we don't know who wrote them. Sources on the side of Shulchan Aruch HaRav may have been written by the Alter Rebbe's brother. They may have been written by who knows whom. Right? We're not exactly sure who wrote them. But the Kuntres Achron on the bottom gives me the sources from the Gemara through the Rishonim, and then he asks kashas, and he decides one way or the other. So that is for the Lomdim. That is for the people who have learned. They are going to weigh the evidence and decide where he'll tell you, I on the top, I pass in this way because I have this and this kasha from this Taisus and this Rambam, etc. Right? That's what the Kuntres Acharon is. Kuntres Acharon is intended for the Lomdim. Rev Zevin points out that if you read Kuntres Acharon, you'll notice that he is the proto-Brisker. Meaning, what makes Brisker special? Right, we all know my Brisker song, right? We are Briskers and we do things right. We shave our whiskers, we are very bright. We keep Shabbat until very late. We learn a lot, we are very great. But we don't learn Musar and Chassidut. And we don't make Shechiyanu on new fruit. Because we are Briskers and we are superior. Both on the both on the outside and on the interior. Right, that's the official Brisker song. But what makes... I'm crazy, don't worry about it.
No,
What makes Briskers different? What makes Reb Chaim special? What's Reb Chaim's contribution to the Torah Welt? Binary categorizations or the Chakiras, right? These abstract questions right? Is it like this or is it like that? Is the din that I should destroy the chametz, or is the din that the chametz should be destroyed? Right? Is the din, right? Lots of brisker chakiras that you think about and you say, who cares? Right? That's like your first question when you hear one of these. But Reb Chaim takes these abstract questions and then he shows that the Rambam says this and therefore it's really relevant and no one knew how to learn until Reb Chaim. That's the basic understanding of things. Says Rav Zevin that if you read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you know that the Alter Rebbe is giving brisker chakiras more than Reb Chaim. In the Kuntres Acharon, in the part of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we said is intended for the Lomdim, right? He gives you real Lomdis. Now, what's some of the Lomdis? What's some of these conceptual, abstract ideas that he brings out? So, Rav Zevin gives a few examples. One of the ideas that the Alter Rebbe discusses is the notion of Tosefes Shabbos, right? We know that there's a special mitzvah to begin Shabbos and Yom Tov early, no? And to end late. Hama'achim Motzeis Min HaShabbos and Ma'harim Ravo is a good thing, right? It's a good thing that you want to keep Shabbos late and bring in Shabbos early. It's called Tosefes Shabbos. It could be it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. At least on Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Fine. The Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch and the Kuntres Acharon has a question. What's the nature of Tosefes Shabbos? Does it happen automatically or do I have to bring it in? Is it like a neder? Is it like a vow that I bring it on myself? Or is it that Hashem is saying, you know what, humans, you can't be so precise in time. And therefore, you have to add a little bit on to make sure. And it's like it happens on its own without my accepting it on my own. That's a chakira that the Alter Rebbe asks in Kuntres Acharon, Shulchan Aruch HaRav. That is very brisker. That conceptualization is something that you could hear a brisker asking. And in fact, they do. If you look in the Emek Bracha, who is a brisker, he has precisely the chakira about Tosefes Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav has another very brisker chakira here. Mavir. There's a prohibition on Shabbos, the beginning of the Torah and Parshas. Vayakel says, Lo tivaru esh b'chol moshe seif and b'yom haShabbos. Don't kindle fires on Shabbos. It doesn't mean don't use kindle on Shabbos, right? But it might be connected, but don't kindle fires on Shabbos. So what is the nature of Mavir? What is the nature of the prohibition of lighting fires? So zok the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Hine afa pisha mavir eno chayiv elo em kein sarach la'efer. There's a requirement that to be chayiv for lighting a fire, it has to be that I burn something and I need the ashes that result from that fire. Nevertheless, says the Alter Rebbe, afal pikein ikar hachiyiv eno mishum sreifas v'kilayon ha'etzim elo mishum ribui ha'esh. Doesn't that sound like a brisker chakira to you? That the nature of mavir isn't about the destruction of the wood to make the ashes. The nature of mavir is creation of fire. It's not the creation of ashes. Right? And there are nafkaminas from this. And the Avnei Nezer and the Alter Rebbe brings a proof from the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about chimum barzel ba'or. Right? The Rambam says that I violate mavir if I take a piece of iron, a piece of metal, and I heat it up and it gets really, really, really hot, that is mavir. Now, over there, are there any ashes? There's no way you're going to make that metal hot enough that there's going to be ashes, right? Ain't no chance. But I'm still chai for mavir. So the Alter Rebbe, this proves that mavir is creation of fire, not creation of ashes. Or not even destruction of material. Beautiful. Beautiful chakir. And the Avnei Nezer and the Tshuva and Reish Lamed Ches, right, is mafalpa. By the way, they quote that the Avnei Nezer used to tell his students that he learned how to learn by reading the Kuntres Acharon of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Right? That's what taught the Avnei Nezer his derech in learning. The Avnei Nezer is like the classic Hasidic posek. Right? That's where it comes from. So that's another interesting dimension that Rav Zevin knows, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is a proto-brisker. Just want to mention two other points about the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. These points, actually maybe we'll do only one. We'll do one point, okay, and then we'll set you free. The Alter Rebbe wrote Shulchan Aruch. First with the publication of Shulchan Aruch, one volume of Shulchan Aruch came out in 1794 in the town of Shklov. Anyone remember the town of Shklov?
Yeah.
Shklov is a stone's throw away from Vilna. Oh my gosh. And Shulchan Aruch Harav, Hilchos Talmud Torah, comes out in Shklov, 1794. And, yeah? Can you just speak loud because I'm a little bit...
That
there was an Isser of...
Eastern Europe. Right? We pointed out in the shir that we gave about whether the Gro was modern Orthodox that all of those people who say that the Gro was into science came from Shklov. Shklov was a more happening type of cosmopolitan community. Reb Baruch of Shklov says that the Gro instructed him to translate Euclid into Hebrew. And Reb Hillel of Shklov is the one who in the Kol HaTor apparently said that whatever I'm deficient in secular knowledge, I'm deficient a hundredfold in Torah. No? That's all from Shklov. Shklov, we mentioned the way we said it, is that Shklov is not a lens onto the Gra. Shklov is like a prism through which to look at the Gra. Right? Yeah, it was more enlightened. But in Shklov, there also was a Hasidic community. Shklov, by the way, is where the famous dispute between Hasidim and Misnagdim happened. No? After the Alter Rebbe Remendel Vitebsk tried to meet with the Gra, and the Gra closed the door, didn't let them in. So then apparently there was some dispute in Shklov about ideas of Hasidus. Shklov is a happening town. In Shklov, in 1794, the first volume of Shulchan Aruch HaRav came out, and that is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on Hilchos Talmud Torah, which is now published in the volumes of Yerideya in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Hilchos Talmud Torah is an awesome book. Mamish awesome. The Chafetz Chaim said that he wrote on all of these types of topics. You know, Ahavas Chesed, he wrote like all these little sparim about how to do Chesed. How come we didn't write a book about Hilchos Talmud Torah? Chafetz Chaim said, because the Alter Rebbe did such a good job, I have nothing to add. Okay? Now, when Hilchos Talmud Torah comes out, Hilchos Talmud Torah, he completely redid. He like wrote it himself. Unlike the Gra, who basically is commenting on texts, the Alter Rebbe is writing his own brand new texts. Right? Shulchan Aruch HaRav Hilchos Talmud Torah is mamish, a brand new text. It's a masterpiece. It is gewaldic. And what do we see in the intro or on the sharba, on the title page of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav? It says the Alter Rebbe's name on it. It says Shnei Yerzalman Ben Baruch. When the Alter Rebbe published the other svarim that he published, including some of the later volumes of Shulchan Aruch by publishing Kapust, it doesn't have his name on the title page. When he published Tanya in 1796, it doesn't have his name on the title page. Why is it that when the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Hilchos Talmud Torah came out in 1794 in Shklov, it has his name on the title page? So in the journal Ar HaMizrach, which is the Mizrahi journal, in 1963, they decided to have one issue about the Alter Rebbe. This is like one of the only real good sources about Alter Rebbe stuff. So 1963 in the Ar HaMizrach journal, when they decide to write about the Alter Rebbe, says Rabbi Yisrael Purat, I have no idea who he was, but he wrote that he thinks that the Alter Rebbe decided to put his name on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Hilchos Talmud Torah because this was a way of quieting the machlokes. Because he felt if people would realize that a Talmud Chacham of his stature is a chassid and is writing real Torah, right, maybe that would quiet the machlokas down. But you know what? It didn't help. It didn't help. Right? By the way, the machlokas got really, really bitter. No, the Alter Rebbe was put in jail. No, the first Lubavitch Yontev ever is Yud Tes Kislev when the Alter Rebbe was released from jail. No? Right? He goes, every Rebbe has to be in jail, or his books have to be in jail. That's like the basic idea of being a Rebbe. But the I don't think his books were in jail. Yeah, it's just like banned. But the fact is that the
First Vayim Shulchan Aruch HaRav comes out with his name. He's trying to quiet Machlokas. That's what Yisrael Porat argues. After Shulchan Aruch HaRav came out, so there was a Siddur of the Alter Rebbe that came out in 1803 in Slavita and was printed two other times while the Alter Rebbe is alive. There are three printings of the Siddur while he was alive. No? The Siddur also contains halachas. And often the halachos that are found in the Siddur contradict the halachos that are found in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And this is a big mystery, why this happened. So there are different approaches. One approach is similar to what we said about the Gra. The Alter Rebbe wrote Shulchan Aruch HaRav when he was pretty young. He wrote between the ages of 20 and 30. By the way, all of the Alter Rebbe's Sfarim were in his house, and there was a fire, and it burned down. And the only reason, and this is something that Reb Avram Chaim Noah points out, and it's now printed at the beginning of the introduction of the Shulchan Aruch HaRavs that are coming out now, they point out that there was this major fire. All of his writings were burned. The only reason we have writings of the Alter Rebbe is because he encouraged the students to copy down what I wrote. That also can answer a lot of these issues in mistakes. Because the Alter Rebbe himself didn't... The text of Shulchan Aruch HaRav that we have is not, with the exception of Hilchos Talmud Torah, which came out from himself in 1794. Every other part of Shulchan Aruch HaRav is from the students' notes. Point one. But we have contradictions between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Siddur. For example, do you make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh? No? The Rambam says you don't make brachas on Minhagim. The Gemara says that in Tainis, that Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig, so you shouldn't make a bracha. Taisus says you can make a bracha. Do you make a bracha? So it says in the Siddur not to make a bracha. You should have in mind when the Chazin, right, says Halal to be motzi you. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says make a bracha. How did this come about? How is there a difference between the two? So the answer probably is, right, or there's a few suggestions. One suggestion is he changed his mind. He was young when he wrote Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Later on, he's older, he writes a Siddur. He changed his mind. Just like the Gra changed his mind, the Alter Rebbe changed his mind. That could happen, no? Not so bad. Another possible answer, and Rav Avram Chaim Noah wrote a book called Piskei HaSiddur, where he notes all of the contradictions between the Siddur and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Rav Avram Chaim Noah was a Lubavitcher who was the Rav of the Bukharan community in Yerushalayim. Don't ask. Right? That was his... This is Crete for Rav Avram Chaim Noah. Right? You know where Shkunat HaBukharim is, no? Right? You keep on going. and then you turn right. Then you get there, right? Fine, that's it. I don't think I described that well at all. But whatever. But the fact
you had
is...
You had to be there.
But the fact is that Rav Avram Chaim Noah points out a tradition that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was written because the Maggid of Mizrich wanted a sefer for all of Klal Yisrael, but the Siddur is written only for Hasidim. That's his suggestion. But then he points out that this suggestion can't be true. Because the Alter Rebbe wanted everyone to be Hasidim. So what do you mean? I want to sit there only for Hasidim? He wants everyone to be Hasidish. So that's not going to really help. So then there are other suggestions. The Rebbe who died. So the Rebbe's grandfather was Rebbe Avram David Lavut. And he wrote a sefer Shar HaKolol. Right? In the introduction of Shar HaKolol, right at the beginning of the Shar HaKolol, so he points out that there's a difference between halacha and kabbalah, and Shulchan Aruch HaRav is based on halacha, but the Siddur is based on psakim, based on kabbalah more. Rav Avram Chaim Noah notes that this is not a really good explanation because there are many things in the Siddur that are not based on kabbalah. It is a bit of a mystery. How come we have these contradictions between the Siddur and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav? But it's worth noting that the first four simonim of Shulchan Aruch HaRav have something called the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Madura Basra. He wrote a second edition, and there are many differences between the second edition and the first edition. it's likely that just like there are changes between the Madura Kama and the Madura Basra, between the first edition and the second edition of Shulchan Acharav, those are the same type of changes that you have between the Shulchan Aruch and the Siddur. That is also a likely explanation. But again, these things are mysterious. We don't know exactly the answer, but I just wanted to share with you some of the ideas about the Shulchan Acharav. It's a tremendous sefer. It's really, by the way, it's very accessible. It's really, it's usable. There was another, there was a Litvish version, and this is something that Worley would like. There's a Litvish version that's trying to do the same type of thing the Shulchan Acharav is doing, and making halacha accessible to everybody, and that was the Chaya Adam. The goal of the Chaya Adam is to give a Litvish response, or a Litvish version of a halacha text that's very usable, but it's a different type of work. Shulchan Aruch Harav follows the sequence of Shulchan Aruch, follows the siman of Shulchan Aruch. Chaya Adam makes up his own order. There's a number of other differences. Maybe we'll talk about that a different summer. Thank you for listening.
Oh.